The first class of students who went to community college for free under Tennessee Promise is graduating this spring. Some might go straight into the workforce. Some plan to transfer to public universities. But private colleges are starting to make a concerted effort to recruit them, too. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
This effort comes in the form of a scholarship, a potentially hefty one. If you're a Tennessee Promise student transferring to Lipscomb University, you get at least a third of your tuition covered. The university announced the Lipscomb Promise Scholarship last week and celebrated with a reception and a photo op of President Randy Lowery officially signing the scholarship into existence.
And so a substantial amount of their education will be funded by this university, that in partnership with state resources, that in partnership with their own resources and work should provide them the opportunity for this kind of college experience.
The thing is, Lipscomb already offered this money to transfer students under a different name. That's why junior LeBron Hill decided to transfer from Motlow State Community College.
The money kind of came into, you know, was a main factor in my choice, so I'm glad that I was able to get the scholarship.
Lipscomb Promise is essentially a rebranding. But then again, the entire Tennessee Promise program showed that marketing makes a difference. The governor has acknowledged that a huge part of its success is the fact that it labels community college as free, even though it was already free for many students because they qualified for federal financial aid. Mike Krause oversees the Tennessee Higher Education Commission and says he expects calling it Lipscomb Promise will make a difference.
I think this is a place where the brand matters. You're able to tell a student who's really gotten used to the Tennessee Promise message.
That is, college can be affordable for everyone.
Hey, the promise can continue, and it can continue at Lipscomb. It can continue at any university. But there's something really special, I think, about a university stepping up and saying, we want to have a unified effort with students.
Some four-year public schools, like MTSU, have also created special scholarships for Tennessee Promise students. Krause hopes more colleges will feel, in his words, peer pressure to follow suit. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.